Don't Stop, a hymn, could be the theme of the Bonnaroo Festival outside Manchester, Tennessee this weekend. Bonnaroo is one of the world's largest music festivals. More than 90,000 people and 80 artists are expected. We're listening to the Brazilian Girls, one of the festival's early morning acts. And do we mean early? Because on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the music starts at noon and ends at 4 a.m. For those of us who can't or won't make it to Bonnaroo Manchester Farm this weekend, here's a sample of what we'll miss.
Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Meeting of the waters raises time.
This is Ola Bell, and before that we heard Joss Stone, the Mars Volta, Alison Krauss, Rayleigh Montaigne, Widespread Panic, the Black Crowes, Oza Motley, and the John Butler Trio. Just some of the artists performing this weekend. Now, if you're headed to Manchester right now, lots of luck, because Interstate 24 is clogged, the hotels and RV parks are booked solid. Bonnaroo began 3 years ago, maybe the only profitable rock music festival of the summer. Rolling Stone even went so far as to proclaim it the American Rock Festival to end all festivals. The drawback? Rock and roll is by nature hot, and so is a farm in Tennessee in June. Think of hordes of sweaty, and if it rains, muddy bodies writhing about on a 700-acre farm. But it's exactly this mix of music and heat that attracted Boston native Jared Mowley. He told the Knoxville News, "I came because this place gives me the same feeling as Disney World did when I was a kid." Does that make Lollapalooza feel like a trip to Epcot Center? I may be gone in some lonesome place.